Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's below freezing in Carthage, North Carolina this morning, 29 degrees. But the power's been out for tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina, after two power substations were damaged by gunfire. It's being investigated as a criminal act. Sheriff Ronnie Fields.
Folks, we're living in some challenging times. Challenging times that I never thought in my 40 years in law enforcement we would be seeing things and dealing with folks that are dealing with things that we're dealing with. But unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with this.
Sheriff Fields heard there on WTVD-TV. He said so far they don't know why anybody would do this. Now to a website designer in Colorado and what she says she can't do.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today from a Colorado businesswoman who says her religious beliefs prevent her from working for same-sex couples. Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples. But refusing to do so is against Colorado law. 5 years ago, there was a similar case filed by a Colorado bake shop. But now the high court is dominated 6-3 by conservatives who may be more sympathetic to religious plaintiffs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock faces off against Republican Herschel Walker in tomorrow's Senate runoff election in Georgia. A private airplane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast over the weekend, with two people confirmed dead. Authorities searching for a third person believed to have been on board. Oxford Dictionary says its 2022 word of the year is goblin mode, defined as a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh. For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Senate Democratic leader Melissa Agard shared a Democratic radio address with WisPolitics.com, pointing out that Wisconsin's local governments are responsible for providing health and safety services to communities, including law enforcement, fire protection, and EMS services. More than 30 municipalities asked their residents to increase tax dollars to directly make up the more than 16% increase in public safety costs. This is money residents are already paying in taxes and should be coming back to them through shared revenue, but in recent years, legislative Republicans have cut shared revenue payments by 9%. Agard called on all lawmakers in Wisconsin to support Governor Evers' plan to invest in public safety using a portion of Wisconsin's $6.6 billion surplus to provide local governments with the resources they need. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 39. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow, lows level off around 27. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Good morning.
Well, hey there.
All right. Now we are on the air. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties this morning.
All right. Are we here with everybody now?
We are for about a little under 2 minutes.
All right. Hang on just a second here. I wasn't ready for you. Let me close this up. Turn over to my microphone. Look over
at recording in progress.
The folks out there and say, hey, where have you been? Good morning. Hey there, Wisconsin. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense. This is Up North News for Monday, December 5th. We're going to be taking a break in a couple of minutes here, and then Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us. Coming up this morning, former State Senator Julie Lossop is now the State Director of Rural Development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, giving her a leading role in advocating for resources that help farmers, businesses, and people across rural Wisconsin. So I'm looking forward to catching up with one of my old legislative colleagues. We'll examine the new jobs report, the very good news that keeps getting downplayed, and the warning it offers about how our leaders better get better at supporting worker training, education, affordable childcare, and healthcare if they want to do anything to help with the labor shortage. And we'll talk about what the MAGA folks in St. Croix County are proposing that could threaten public safety. Plus, we'll talk about a Packers victory over the Bears and how the UW Badgers have done in the women's NCAA tournament. All that and much more. Yeah, we might even talk about the fact that the former president of the United States basically advocated for treason over the weekend and terminating the Constitution in order to take back the Oval Office. Just another day in America, 2022. Back after this, this is Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes.
Coronavirus update. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The U.S. has lost too many people to COVID to lift the military's COVID vaccine mandate, says the defense secretary.
The Pentagon chief says he wants to keep the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate in place. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's making it clear he supports a continuation of mandatory COVID vaccines for military personnel. He tells reporters, we lost a million people in this country to the virus and hundreds in the Defense Department, adding that mandatory vaccinations are keeping people healthy. More than 20 Republican governors sent a letter to President Biden asking the administration remove the mandate, which they say hurts the National Guard's ability to recruit troops. Congress may consider legislation this coming week to end mandates as part of the defense budget process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn Untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
All right, we're underway. It's Monday, December 5th, 2022. This is Up North News Radio, where life is good again. Because anytime you can beat the Bears, it's a good thing, especially when it's a historic victory. And Kristen Lyerly would know about this stuff. Were you at the game or just nearby?
We were just watching from home, but it sure was fun to have those taunting conversations with our Bears friends, wasn't it? If I had a dime for every time somebody said yesterday, we're in a rebuilding phase. You just wait.
Since 1986, baby. The Bears are almost there. They're getting there. Although, I mean, we shouldn't get too cocky. We know what it was like when we were down, 19-3 at one point or something, or whatever it was. Yeah. I thought, okay, I thought we were going to be turning it off and saying that's it. But, you know, son of a gun, we hang in there, especially that Christian Watson. I had my doubts at first, but, you know, I think this kid's going places.
Man, did you see him put the Jets on? I mean, yes. He is so fast. I'm very impressed. It was a fun game to watch.
It was. And so Green Bay beats the Bears 28-19. And I just thought this was so unique from the statistics department that after one of the games in 1921, the Bears became the NFL's all-time leader in wins. And they have been that way every day until yesterday.
No way.
When the Packers took over and now have won more NFL games than the Bears have in their 100-plus years together. That's cool.
That's why they were making such a big deal out of it. I thought they were just trying to make the game relevant. Well, but, you know, that's a piece of it. Like, if you look back at the history of the Bears and the Packers, they are so intertwined. And I tease my Bears friends, but the truth is there would be no Packers without the Bears. There would be no Bears without the Packers. Without these two clubs, this would be an entirely different kind of NFL. So, like, historically, I actually really, truly love the Bears for what it's worth.
The rivalry is great. It's something that, again, for somebody who was born and raised in Minnesota, you know, Vikings fans think that the big rivalry is Vikings Packers. And I think it always catches some of them off guard when a Packers fan will go, no, actually, it's our big rivalry isn't with you. It's with the Bears. That's the much bigger deal. So anyway, the Packers sweep the season series against the Bears. They're now the NFL's all-time winningest team. They have a bye. Finally, our long national nightmare since the London game, where they've just been playing gassed. They finally get a week off, and their next is Monday Night Football.
Against the Rams.
Are you going?
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. I didn't hear your question.
Oh, I asked if you're going to be at the game 2 weeks from now, Monday Night Football.
Maybe. Well, you know, I live in Green Bay, so sometimes I just ride my bike down there and ride around in the parking lot. and talk to people. That's to me almost more fun than going to the game itself. The conversations that you have, the food, people just give you food. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. The atmosphere is unlike anything else in the NFL.
It is so true. Let's turn to the NCAA volleyball tournament. I actually caught that on Friday. I had to get my TV set up for ESPN Plus. It's a little package with the Hulu and everything else, but I got it to work just in time. Mm-hmm. And got to watch the Badgers sweep Quinnipiac. And then on Saturday, they swept TCU. So they are now in the Sweet 16. They will start Thursday in Madison, hosting Penn State at the Fieldhouse. Incredible. The other match will be Pitt versus Florida, and then the two winners will meet on Saturday. Now, again, I can't really do it justice here on the radio, but this morning I was looking through social media, and one of the video clips that's going around right now, I would urge everybody to just Google up Houston volleyball and then put the word table in, Houston volleyball table, and you will see Kate Georgiadis, who's with the University of Houston Cougars, fly over a table to make a save, keep the ball in play in their match against South Dakota. She gets out from underneath the table, runs back in just in time to hit the ball again, and eventually help Houston win the point and beat South Dakota. It was the only upset in the first round of the tourney so far, but I mean, Kristen, volleyball is just growing like crazy. I see a stat here that when the Badgers won the national championship over Nebraska last year, mm-hmm. that was on ESPN2, and it drew 1.2 million viewers.
Yeah, people are really getting interested in volleyball. Maybe that's just our perspective because we're here in Wisconsin where our program is completely on fire right now. They are so exciting and so much fun to watch. But I don't know. I'm hearing it from my friends in Nebraska. I'm hearing it from my friends all across the upper Midwest. So these people, these women who are playing are really, truly incredible athletes, and they deserve more credit than they've gotten in the past. It's really
very much so. And I was watching, of course, the UW-Eau Claire Blue Gold women volleyball team with Dan Schumacher, the athletic director there last year in their run for the national championship. So you had both the Badgers and the Blue Golds winning national titles, and more people sitting in watering holes and taverns and watching on TV. And it's just great to see it grow.
Together, cheering for the Badgers and the Blue Golds together. I love it.
Badger women's basketball team lost yesterday to 10th ranked Iowa, 102-71. The Badger men's basketball team beat Marquette in overtime on Saturday, 80-77. The Bucks, I don't know, do you catch any Bucks games? I rarely do, but I did manage to catch some of Friday's.
I usually just catch the score. I love watching the Bucks, but you know, like there's only so much time in the day, Pat.
Oh, I know. And Friday night, I happened to catch that after the volleyball match just because I was out of gas. I went to the couch. I watched the volleyball match, and then I watched the Bucks, and then that was my rockin' Friday night. By 9:15, I was done. But the Bucks lost to the Lakers, 133-129. It was a great game. It was worth watching. They then went to Charlotte Saturday and defeated the Hornets. Giannis sat out with left knee soreness one night after scoring 40 points in that game with the Lakers. And then tonight the Bucks will play Orlando. Now back to the Badgers. I see a note that football quarterback Graham Mertz is going to be transferring out.
Crazy, huh? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he had a great conversation with Coach Fickell, and the coach encouraged him to stay and stick it out and see what happens. But like, let's be honest, you know, and I'm a fan of Graham Mertz. Like I went to college with his parents, you know, he's a Gopher baby. His parents lived in my dorm. So really? we were all super excited. I mean, he was the highest rated quarterback to ever enter the UW program. We were all so excited. And that first game, he had what, 20 out of 21 completions, 5 touchdowns. It was unbelievable. We thought this guy is going to be the ticket. And, you know, he's been okay, but he's had some rough times. He's had a lot of interceptions. It's been not a great time. So I don't know what's going on in his head, but, you know, I understand lots of changes in the program. Mm-hmm. He's had lots of different leaders, offensive coordinators, position coaches. It's just been a disruptive time during his time at the UW. And frankly, I'm not surprised to see this.
No, wish him well. And again, you connected to his parents. I mean, you're like the Forrest Gump of our times here. the connections.
The Kevin Bacon.
Yes, exactly. So the Badgers are still going to a bowl game. They are going to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix. It used to be called the Copper Bowl. It'll be in Phoenix on Tuesday, December 27th. Doesn't start till 9:15 at night. And it'll be the first time that the Badgers have ever played Oklahoma State in a football game. So if you're looking for a plan between Christmas and New Year's, you know, tickets will be tough to come by in hotel rooms, but you got a possibility. Head to Phoenix for that time.
Can we talk about bowls for just a second here? Because, you know, as you know, I follow the Gophers too, and that was announced yesterday too. And the name of their bowl, which is in New York City, which is unusual in itself, is called the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
Now, I get the Pinstripe Bowl because it's played at Yankee Stadium, you know, with the pinstripes and everything. But of course, they have to throw the sponsor's name in everything. And it's just so wrong.
What kind of pride do you feel like as a player? You're like, once I played in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, and it was a real important time in my life.
Oh, yeah. It was big. And by the way, it was 10 below at Yankee Stadium and whatnot. Yeah. Hey, on the Badger game, you know, what's not clear to me is when they go there, who's going to coach the team? Is it going to be Jim Leonard or will Luke Fickell, you know, will that be his first appearance showing up there?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to be there. The latest report that I saw was that all of the coaches who had been involved are going to be involved, and he would like to have a role, but that role is yet to be determined. So I don't know. It's going to be unconventional, to say the least.
And you know, meanwhile, Mertz is taking care. I like how in college they call it the transfer portal. It sounds like something out of Star Trek, you know? I mean, you go into this door and something spins and you get spit out at another school, apparently. It's kind of how I feel that's kind of what Kirk did to us. He just hopped into the transfer portal and now he's off someplace else selling beer.
No, Kirk is just, he is in his own universe that intersects with our universe sometimes.
And we're getting to that time of year where we have to set up some of our end of the year in review shows and things. And so we definitely have to get us together again. Might not be in my kitchen, but you know, maybe, you never know. So let's bring that up. All right. Let's see. A couple more notes. The Brewers traded Colton Wong to Seattle for a couple of players. So we wish Colton Wong well. And finally, in the World Cup, the U.S. lost to the Netherlands. The Sweet 16 round continues today and tomorrow. The Elite Eight, as I call them, will start on Friday. Don't worry, they're not stealing the basketball terms. I'm doing that. I did try to watch the U.S. They had a lot of, you know, great shots. It's just that they kept shooting the ball where the goalie was. And I don't believe you're supposed to be doing that. So,
yeah, ideally it's around the goalie. That's the depth of my understanding of soccer. That and anything I've seen on Ted Lasso.
Right. See, that's it. Oh, speaking of which, the actor who plays Roy Kent, gosh darn it. Now I'm blanking out on his name and I really want to get it because I was so thrilled to see, here it is, that the Muppet Christmas Carol is one of my very favorite movies. And there is a 30th anniversary retrospective where the Muppets are interviewed by Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent.
No way.
And I'm thinking, why is this guy? Why did they pick him? Well, then I found out why. And I had never seen this before. But as part of his stage act, you know, he's a comedian. You know, he's a comedy actor. Brett Goldstein performs the entire Muppet Christmas Carol movie on stage with costumes in under 6 minutes.
No way.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. So good.
Yeah, you have to link these things, this and the volleyball person. Like, you've got to give us easy access to this so that we can like follow up and see it.
I am definitely going to do that. So I was making note over the weekend to folks that Muppet Christmas Carol, probably only the greatest Christmas movie ever made. Well, some might argue, but it's my favorite. And then my favorite record, we talked about this on Friday, John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together, a 1979 classic. So
I'm getting a real Muppet feel from you right now.
Oh, big time. Let's see. I have one more note. It's a little bit more melancholy, and I don't know if we have Bob McGrath singing who are the people in your neighborhood. But Bob McGrath passed away at the age of 90 over the weekend, just about 50 years at Sesame Street. Just wow. Could somebody have a better reputation as just a friendly guy that you would want kids to learn from?
Mm-hmm. I loved Bob. He was like, you know, I loved Mr. Rogers too. Those shows were kind of stacked back and back to back.
Yep.
But Mr. Rogers always, when I was a little kid, seemed a little too friendly, a little too nice. But now looking back, like Bob always kind of, you know, shot the gap. Like he was perfect.
Yeah.
But now looking back at Mr. Rogers, he was actually that person and I love him even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's so true. And again, given that kids are surrounded by even more content that's inappropriate, mm-hmm. it's so nice to find those little islands of age-appropriate shows that, you know, kids can watch at a very young age. They're going to be exposed to screens, and so they may as well be things that are good for them. And Bob definitely was that. Are you ready to stick around for a little music history?
I am so excited. I can't wait.
All right. Let's do that coming up after this break. This is Up North News Radio.
And the lifeguard is a person in your neighborhood.
They're the people that you meet
when you're walking down the street. They're the people that you meet each day.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Then we're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast today with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 39. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 27. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wah bam bloom bam 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 to the boot oh root to the boot oh root.
Well, if that doesn't wake you up on Monday, I mean, coffee's not going to do the trick. Use a Richard Wayne Penniman instead. Little Richard would have been 90 years old today. Passed away very recently, but Little Richard was born this day, 1932, in Macon, Georgia, and of course gave us that and so many other hits. And it was fun to see, well, not fun, it was kind of melancholy, of course, to see the tribute to him and others. Yesterday, or last night, I got around to watching at least part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Mm, wasn't it so good? Were you screaming during Duran Duran like I was?
I missed that part. I caught the second half of it. So I got Eminem, mm-hmm. and I got, I'm missing somebody, I got Harry Belafonte. And then at the end, with Dolly Parton. I thought was actually quite a tip of their cap. And that Dolly writes a song for the occasion, kind of a rock song, but a rock song that, you know, pays tribute to rock and roll pioneers like Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and others. And it's so funny. She puts on the black leather, you know, rock and roll suit and tries a few guitar licks. And, you know, good on her for rolling with it.
She's incredible. She is such a professional and she doesn't hide. She's like, you know, I have to work at this, but this is what you expect and this is what I want to be for you. I just have so much respect for her.
Oh, yeah. And it was clear you had rockers up on stage there in the finale. They made Jolene the finale. And I mean, all kinds of heavy rockers are just up there belting it out with her. They're just, again, just a lot of respect.
You've got to see the beginning because it's like it starts with Duran Duran and then there's Judas Priest.
Yes.
Pat Benatar. It is so good. I'm only up to the Eurythmics because I'm like, I can only give myself
That's where I started. That's where I came in. And so I've re-recorded it. I think I'm re-recording it tonight. So I'll see it at some point during the week here. I'll be able to see the full thing.
Love it.
On this day in 1975, Fleetwood Mac's self-titled album is certified gold 4 months after its summertime release. We'll play Rhiannon in the background here. It is the first Fleetwood Mac album with Lindsey Buckingham as guitarist and Stevie Nicks as vocalist. It spawned three top 20 singles, Rhiannon, Over My Head, and Say You Love Me. The album was certified 7 times platinum for sales of over 7 million copies. Their next album, 2 years later, was a little ditty we know as Rumors. So it's pretty clear that they knew they were on to something at this point in 1975.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that one. That was a good one.
I did enjoy the tributes to Christine McVie. Again, somebody who was didn't want the spotlight, but again, people knew her. You know, people respected her as well. They knew there wouldn't be a Fleetwood Mac without her writing ability.
Yeah, so, and all the different vocalists between Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie and how they were able to change their sound. They were really innovative and far ahead of their time.
Well, speaking of women writing music, 10 years ago today, this day in 1912, Alicia Keys scores her 5th number one on the Billboard album charts with a little ditty that we're going to play here for you now. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. Girl on Fire.
I want you to use this song always to introduce me.
We could do that. I mean, right now you typically you try to, as I see you call on your boys to wake them up around this time every morning. Uh-huh. I'd find doing that if instead of calling them or an alarm clock, if you just belt out the chorus, you know, they'll hear you. I'm sure.
They would be like, "Mom, not again." Mom's
singing "Girl on Fire." Time to wake up. All right.
Mom, there. We know you're on fire. Enough already.
There is a Brewer baseball birthday today. Can you guess who turns 31 today?
No.
It'd be Christian Yelich.
Oh, hey. All right. Happy birthday, Christian. Well, I knew he was a Sagittarius. I just had this gut feeling.
What?
Aaron, you knew too, didn't you?
You follow this stuff?
Sure.
All right. Well, look at me, just another skeptical cancer looking at all of you. So.
Classic.
Let's see, one more historical note. The California Gold Rush began on this day in 1848 when President James Polk sent a message to Congress confirming that large amounts of gold had been discovered in California. I could just hear a bunch of people out west going, shh, don't tell anybody. But yeah,
could I just put that into perspective? That was 1 year before we wrote an abortion ban here in Wisconsin, to bring it back to my OBGYN world.
Oh, no. Wisconsin had just become a state, you know, a couple of months earlier. Uh-huh. And yeah, the next year there would be this abortion ban. And it's on the books right now. Uh-huh. It's on the books. Now you're involved in that lawsuit, right? For that's challenging the ban, if you will. So, how does that work? Is there so many people involved? There's so many moving pieces. I mean, is it something that you're involved with? Not on a day to day basis, or is it just kind of an FYI thing? Or
So I'm part of it because in order to give the attorney general standing, because it's actually affecting my practice.
Right.
So I'm on the side with the attorney general, along with 2 other physicians, and we are requesting that the DAs help us understand whether they're going to truly enforce this or not. And that's really the the fundamentals of this lawsuit. So the last thing we heard was that they are requesting that it be dismissed, but ultimately we believe that it's going to end up in the state Supreme Court, which is what makes this upcoming spring election so important.
And that's what I was getting at, is that as much as prompt court action might be preferable to some, others understand that if it has to wait a few months and if the Supreme Court has a different composition to it, that might be more advantageous, shall we say, because we've already seen how this current court was willing to look at gerrymandered maps and go, oh, no, we want them even more gerrymandered. So maybe we don't want to take our odds with this particular court on what they would do with an abortion ban.
Right.
Goodness knows what they're capable of. Holy cow.
And a new court could certainly revisit those gerrymandered maps and we could end up in a better situation. So there are so many different things. It's definitely not just about abortion, but that is something that's affecting, 50% of the population.
Yeah, exactly. One note on the economy to pass along to folks. On Friday, the jobs report came out. 263,000 jobs were added, more than expected. The unemployment rate still 3.7%. Earnings jumped for the month, which was kind of a surprise given what the Federal Reserve is trying to do to tamp down inflation. But, reading between the lines, Kristen, part of the jobs are up, hiring is up, but child care employment is still way down from pre-pandemic levels because still so many women are out of the workforce, so many child care providers, folded up their tents. And healthcare is the other one I was going to bring up to you. The shortage is real. And so for those folks who are looking to be trained in a new career, there are definitely opportunities out there.
Yeah, we have some huge problems with workforce in both of these areas, and their problems are always opportunities. So let's hope that our leaders are looking at this, recognizing where those opportunities are and working towards solving these problems so we can get people back into the workforce so that we can maintain our economy and we can avoid this potential recession that's looming.
If you missed it before, Kristen also is going to join us Thursdays at 7:30 for a healthcare segment. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll see you Thursday morning.
Looking forward to it, Pat. Happy Monday.
Thanks. You too. Kristen Lierley, everyone. Our question of the day, will Trump be the 24 Republican nominee?
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.